Okay, we are in Tav Kof Tet Vav. Din Dvarim Habayim B'Yom Tov Michutz L'Tchum. Okay. So we're going to come up to a couple of things. Getting Hana from Malacha, from a non-Jew, that was done specifically for a Jew. So we know that's a problem. And how it relates to Tchumim. So let's read inside. Aleph. En a Yehudi Shehevi Doron L'Yisrael. Okay, so a non-Jew who brings a gift for a Jew on Yom Tov. So he's doing it specifically for the Jew. Yim yesh mimino b'mechubar shemachusar seida. If it exists where it could be that he did the malacha on Yom Tov, right? It's something that you have to pluck it from the ground, or something that you have to catch. So we have to assume or worry that it was done on Yom Tov, and then you want to get hana, something that was done specifically for a Jew on Yom Tov. So then it's asur. Af lemi shelohu v'abishvilo le'ochlo bo bayom. So for everybody, it's asur. He did it for a Jew, so now it's asur for him. And for everybody else. We're going to see that there's a difference. Just go to parentheses, a little caveat here. Vafilu avar v'natan lepiv. Even if you put it in your mouth. So now, since it was done for a non-Jew, it's asar v'hana. And therefore, it's asar v'hana for that day. Afterwards, we're going to see it's mutter. It's not like an asar hana forever. So anyway, so now, you put it in your mouth by accident, so the Rama writes, ulas. So you even start to chew it, ulaso. Asur lavolo. You're not allowed to swallow it, because it has a din of muksa. Anything that's muksa, even if it's in your mouth, you're not allowed to swallow it. You're moving it down your throat, and what you should do is just, I guess, better to let it drop out of your mouth. I don't know, but it's worse to swallow. You're not allowed to swallow it. The Mishnah Berurah points out, and it seems to be that, well, the Kaf HaChaim says the same lahalacha. It seems to be that everyone agrees. Even if you get this item from a non-Jew that's Aser Behana, and you make a bracha to eat it, and then you realize, wait, it's Aser Behana, you're not allowed to eat it. And even though it's a Chashash Iser, it's a bracha levatala, so you just say, Baruch Shem Kevod. And you say that pasuk. Or that line. So, but you don't swallow it. Kaf HaChaim says that also if you make a neder on something, to not eat it. So now, even a mashahu becomes mamish iser. In general, it depends on each halacha. It depends on each halacha. If you say a bracha, can you take a taste? I'll give you an example. We'll get to it later. I know some say by tainus. I know I saw it in Chazan Ovadia. It's also based on the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not sure exactly what he says later on. But, let's say a tainus. You're not allowed to eat today. So, but you say a bracha, what should you do? So just having less than a kotevet just a taste, doesn't ruin that it's a tainus for you. So therefore he says, so not have a bracha levatala, just take a taste on the fast day. We're gonna see by Havdalah, the Rama says, what happens if you didn't do Havdalah yet. It's Motzei Shabbos. You say a bracha to eat something. You're not allowed to eat before you say Havdalah, but you said a bracha. So there the Rama says, you do eat it. Because it's just, Chazal made a takana not to eat it, but it's not an Isra Achila so much. So it depends on what the issue is. So the Sheva Alevi, I'll point out, also, he agrees with the Rama. He follows the Rama. He also says, let's say, and Sheva Levi and Chazon Ovadia, they both say by the 10 days, you can't have meat. I'm just pointing this out, that every halacha, it's a little different if you say the bracha. Depends on what the nature of the iser. If it's a mamash, something that's intrinsically aser, then you don't eat it. But let's say the 10 days, before Tisha B'Av, when we don't have meat, so it's the 9 days. Oh, what's wrong with me? 9 days, thank you. Yeah, thanks. So anyways, so you can't taste it. Sorry. They say, if you say the bracha, so you're not allowed to eat. But if you say a bracha on those 9 days, well, Tisha B'Av, I think you're not allowed to. That's what I think Tisha B'Av you would not. But certainly for the other 8 days, it's more of a minhag. And both of them say that you would eat a piece of meat if you said a bracha on a piece of meat. So it's not a bracha levatala. I don't think they say that by Tisha B'Av, and definitely not Yom Kippur. Okay. Okay. Let's go on.
Yom Kippur, sorry, it's a Chatzis Shir or something.
Yeah, Yom Kippur, it's in, talking about the Sidur Daraita, Chatzis Shir, and it becomes a Chayfetz of Isser for that day. So that's for sure you wouldn't. Okay. We're going to see this again, but let's mention it right now. Let's say you tell the non-Jew, I'm paying you money, deliver it on Erev Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, so everything's done, glatt kosher. And the non-Jew decides, I'm going to be late. He's busy. And he does the malacha for you, even though you hired him, and you gave him money for the job, and he did it specifically for you on Yom Tov. Not because it's better, because he wants you to enjoy it on Yom Tov, and it should be ready for you on Yom Tov. So then, the halacha is also, it's also asr, and we'll, and probably b'chidei shi'asu, but we'll see. Okay, let's continue. V'afilu taltel an asr, it's also, since the non-Jew prepared it, he did, it's asr, it has a din of muksa, so it's, you can't even move it. Now, v'la erev mutarim b'chidei shi'asu. So for you, for the Jew that it was done for, you also have to wait b'chidei shi'asu. And again, it's a machloka. Rishonim, what's the reasoning for Bichdei Shiyasu? One is because you can't get hana from a malacha that was done for you on. And so you just have to, it takes time for it to happen. So therefore you also have to wait, because otherwise you are also, you're still getting hana if you don't wait for the amount of time it takes for it to get done. And another reason is it's more of a gzera, because if we don't make you wait the extra time, then you might come to ask a goy to do it for you. And then you'll be able to benefit right after Shabbos or Yom Tov. So they added the Bichdei Shi'asu to make it less likely for you to do that. Okay. U'b'shnei yamim tovim shel galios. Now, on the 2 days of Yom Tov, it's, alright, either one would be Aser if he does it for you. But what if he does it for you? In huva b'yom rishon, he brought it for you on the first day. So then mutar miyad b'leil yom tov sheni b'chdei shi'asu. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the second day, maybe it's sveika de yoma, it's not yom arichta, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you can go from one day to the next. The second day is mutar, the second night. If you wait b'chdei shi'asu, but it. I don't want to get too much into it, but it depends on how you learn the reason for Bichdei Shi'asu. They point out that it's a machlokas rishonim, what's the reason? And if the point is you need time to not benefit from the malacha, then you can wait immediately the beginning of the second night of Yom Tov. If you wait, Bichdei Shi'asu, because then once you wait, whatever, the couple hours or the few minutes, whatever it takes for it to do the job, you're not getting hana anymore. But if it's in order to prevent you from asking him to do something for you, well, for both days, it's asr for you to do something. So that's why we get to the Haggah, and the Ramaz Machmer, and he says, you can't use it on the beginning of the second night after Bichdei Shi'asu. You have to wait till the end of the second day, not because it's Vekad Yom, even though it's 2 regular days of Yom Tov, you have to wait. Let's read it. And the minhag is generally to be machmir. So if you have guests, it's a makam tzarech. The Taz Mishnah Berurah points out, even for yourself, if it's a really tzarech gadol. So if it's done for acherim, the Rama is makam. Okay. Now, there's Mi'ikar Din, they sort of paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, really. But in generally, they're Machmer. Okay. Unless it's Tzarech Gadol, somebody else, Orchim, V'chulei. Okay. Let's go on. וכן אם הוא בא ביום טוב שני, צריך להמתין ביום טוב, במוצא יום טוב, בכדי שיעשה. Right? So if it doesn't matter if it's brought on the first or second day, you still have to, even though it's the second day, it's fake at the yom, it doesn't matter, we still have to wait bichdei shiasu. If it was brought on the second day, everyone says you have to wait till bichdei shiasu after the second day. Aval bishnei yamim shel Rosh Hashanah o biyom tov v'samach l'Shabbos ben milafala ben minacharav. But this is what we previously learned recently. But if it's one day of Rosh Hashanah because it's Yom Arichta, or Yom Tov Samach l'Shabbos because it's Hachana from one day to the next, Im huva berishon tarich lahamtin amotze Yom Tov v'Shabbos bichdei shi'asu. So then you have to wait until Shabbos and Yom Tov is completely over, the full 2 days, whatever. Bichdei shi'asu after the second day. V'shior kedei shi'asu haynu kedei shi'elech ha'en Yehudi l'makom sheliket v'igmor ha'malacha v'yachzor lakan. And how long do you have to wait? The amount of time it takes him to do whatever he needs to do, including traveling or to gather it, whatever it takes him to do. If it's a car, it's a car, but...
From where? From his house? Your house?
I think from where you guys are on Shabbos, or Yom Tov when he brings it to you. You have to wait for him to go back, do what he needs to do, and bring it back to you. V'im istapek lo meheichan hevian. Now let's say you don't know where he brought it from. Maybe he brought it from within the tchum, maybe without of the tchum. So, bein lechomer, bein lekula, we're machomer, but we say, well, bein lekula, bein lechomer, that shi'uran kedei shi'avo michutz tchum. If we don't know if he brought it from within or without the city, so we're machomer, we assume he brought it from outside the city. If we don't know where he brought it from, it could have been 1 mile away, it could have been 10 miles away, or 60 miles away. You just go michutz atchum, and that's the lakula. So it's just, he has to just drive out. You know, nowadays everyone has cars. You just drive out right outside the tchum, and it's not too much. The driving time is not so much. Again, it depends how big your city is. But. What?
If you know it's beyond
that. Yeah, that's if nistab bikla, you don't know where it comes from, then that's what you just go after right outside the tchum, and that's the amount of time you have to wait. Okay, base. Now, what if the non-Jew does it all for himself? He's not doing it for you. So there's no bichdei shi'asu issues. But he did it for himself. Can you use it on Yom Tov or Shabbos? In the middle of Yom Tov or in the middle of Shabbos? He did it for himself. He plucked it from the tree. He caught the wild animal. Oh, nafal mina ilan me'atzma. Or just the fruit just falls down with the wind and just falls out on its own. Then the animal gets caught by himself. Can you use it on Asur lochlo bo bayom ulataltilo? It's asur to eat because it's muksa. Because it wasn't set aside, it was kilu matza midaito. You can't take it off the tree, you can't eat it when Benish Masha set in. So it's 100% muksa, and therefore you can't even move it. Af lemi shelohu vu bishvilo, even if it wasn't brought for you, it was brought for the non-Jew. Avala erev, but when, as soon as Yom Tov is over, mutari miyad, you're allowed to wait immediately. You're allowed to eat it immediately, or use it immediately. Mamotze Yom Tov, af lemi shehuvu bishvilo. Even if it was brought for you, for tchumin or more meko.
Because when he plucked it, it wasn't for you. It was only after he decided to do it.
Right. Okay. Sorry. If it was brought within the tchum, then it's right. If it's from outside the tchum, you know it was outside the tchum, then you just have to wait michdei shi'asu from getting it outside the tchum. But if it was done 100% for the non-Jew, and then afterwards he just gave it to you on Yom Tov, so then you don't have to wait at all, even though he handed it to you on Yom Tov. Okay. Gimel. Afilu imhu safik. Now let's say it's a safik. Im nilketu nitzadu hayom. You don't know if it was done today or if it was done yesterday. Asurim. So we assume that it was done today. Now normally also, the day that he sells it, again, nowadays with produce, the way things work nowadays a little differently, but the assumption is also that as soon as it comes off the tree, he wants to sell it when it's fresh, or give it out when it's fresh. So we assume it was always done the same day, and that's halach. But you look at it, you can tell it's starting to dry up, it's starting to this, that, you can tell by the color. So then you can tell it must have been at least a couple days, if not a week, so you know it wasn't done today. So then, mutar lemishalahuvu bishvila. So if it wasn't brought outside the tchum for you, then it's okay. V'imlobao michutz tchum mutar af lemishalahuvu bishvila. But if it's within the tchum, even if he brought it to you and he gave it to you, you're allowed to derive benefit because it was all done by a non-Jew, Erev Yom Tov, in this case. As you can tell, it was done before Yom Tov. So then everything was done behetra. There's no issur whatsoever. Haga. And ain't a Yehudi Messiah. If you too much, Lonilkat Hayom, oh, Nitzod Hayom, Ne'aman, and you're allowed to trust him if it's, right, Messiah, Lefi Tumo. Because we're talking about a case of Nisr Durabana. Okay. And also because Lefi, even more so, because the Messiah, Lefi Tumo, he's going to make it worse. If he comes out and says, he's going to be honest. He's not going to say, oh yeah, it was done Erev Yom Tov, it was done 3 days ago, because it only makes the value of it worse. So Messiah Lefi Tumo has a lot of strength in here, because you want it to be done a few days ago. He wants it to be done on Yom Tov, on the day he's giving it to you. So the Messiah Lefi Tumo really works, unless he knows the halacha. If he's a smart Jew, he's been around the block, a smart non-Jew, he lives in the Jewish neighborhood, and he knows that a Jew is only going to take it from you if you did it Erev Yom Tov. So then you can't go by his Messiah Lefu Tumo anymore. Exactly. He's not Tumo, exactly. Okay, Dalit. Eina Yehudi. Shehivi Daron Yisrael. Midvarim Shiesh Veminam Vemechumar Vemechubar Bi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Rosh Shana Shechal Yot Bechamishi Beshabbos. So now the non-Jew brings it for you. Gives you a gift. Stuff that was done, you're not sure. This item exists that it was mechubar, so you're not sure if it was done, if you plucked it on Yom Tov or Erev Yom Tov. We're not, even if you're not sure, we learned Ramachmer, Igol Chomra. Now, it's on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah. It comes out, and Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday. I don't know. Lo Adirosh, not a problem, right? So it comes out on Thursday. And you have a 2-day Rosh Hashanah, and then you have Shabbos. So then what happens? Yesh matirim la'ochlam b'Shabbos b'chdei shi'asu. So what the first opinion is matir, to have it b'chdei shi'asu on Friday night, because Yom HaRichta is only a din d'rabbanan. And there's only so far you take Yom HaRichta. But yesh moser, and that's the halacha, mikar din is, in general, you go regola chumra, Yesh Osrim, and we say no, Rosh Hashanah Bichdeshi is Yom Arichta, even for this halacha. So since it's all one day, and you know it was Asr on Thursday, you consider Thursday and Friday is the same day, and Yom Tovs connect to Shabbos, and you have issues of Hachana, and therefore, you have to wait until Saturday night in order to use it Bichdeshi Yasu Saturday night. Okay? Haga, uladidan de noagim lahachmir bishne yamim tovim shogalias nami din hachi, and certainly the halacha is like this for us, because we hold even for 2 days Yom Tov, lachadchila the Rama is machmir, we just like that in the previous seif. Uleinyan hilchata, but then he points out, okay, but bottom line, the halacha nira de bishne yamim tovim shorosh hashana yesh lahachmir b'Shabbos. So I do say that normally, so then I still uphold that yes, we are osir for 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but even though I did say 2 days Yom Tov, aval b'shnei yamim tovim shogalios, even though I did say normally you have to wait till after the second day, when it becomes like a 3-day, we call it a 3-day Yom Tov in Chutzlarts, yesh lahakel b'shabbos shul acharein. But that's too much already, so then there's only so far we take the chumrah, and therefore, you only have to wait till Friday night for Yom Tov Sheni. Whereas normally we have to, normally if Yom Tov, he waits, you have to wait for a full 2 days and then Mechdei Shiasu, but not for 3 days. V'davka, b'peyo she'en tzrichim hachana b'Yom Tov shelifnei Shabbos. Now this is only for something that is automatically edible on Erev Yom Tov. Like, it comes off of a tree. And so then, Aval Davar Shetzarich L'Hachin B'Yom Tov, but something that needs to be, let's say, cooked. It's, you can't eat it raw. So then, since it's Asar on Yom Tov, even the second day, and it's Asar B'Muksa, so there's no way to cook it, so then, you can't prepare Yom Tov Sheni, with Tzarech HaShabbos Asar. So then, you can't prepare it on Friday, even though you have an Erev Tashilin, it doesn't help you because it's Muksa for you. Why can't you need an Asar? Because we're knowing that it's Asar, according to the Ramah. It's muksa. So unless we realize it's like a real tzarach gadol, and then there is room to be meikel. Okay, that's it. Hey, davar she'ein v'mino b'mechubar v'eino mechusar tzeda. Now, let's say the goy brought you something on Yom Tov, and you can tell it was. We already had this already. He says, you can tell that it was done at least a couple days ago. Like, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's dried fruit. Well, it takes time for it to dry, so obviously it was done before Yom Tov. Or you're talking about a type of a chicken where you don't have to catch it, it can't fly, it's not going anywhere. So it's not really Mechutzar Tzeda. So these type of things, Im ba mitoch tchum mutar lakol. So if you know it was brought to you within the tchum, it's mutar for everybody. Okay, because you knew it was done before Yom Tov, and you didn't. No malacha was done, and not even an Issur Darabanan was done. It was done on within the tchum. However, v'im ba'o michutzat tchum. But if you believe it was probably brought, or you know it was brought outside the tchum, so there's a problem. Asr la'ochlan l'mishuvo b'shvila ulachol b'nei beisam. So when the non-Jew brings it for specifically a particular Jew, if he brings it for the whole city who's Jewish, That's a big problem for everybody. But if he brings it for one particular Jew, so it's only asar for that one Jew and his family or his regular guests that are, like he has people staying by him for a week or a couple weeks, or they always eat at his house. Like whatever, I don't know. The neighbor always eats at his house. Somech HaShulchan, I don't know. Whatever the case is. Because we assume the non-Jew brought it not only for the Jew, but for the Jew's house and everyone who eats in his house. So that's included in for him. Aval mutar l'tatla mutoch arbamas, but it's not muksa because no malacha was done, right? It's just an issue of tchum, and it's mutar for other people to eat. We're going to see that when we keep reading. So in other words, there's no issue of muksa anymore. So mutar l'tatla mutoch arbamas. Now it came from outside the tchum, right? This we learned already. Anything that came outside the tchum and now it gets brought into a new place on Yom Tov or Shabbos, you do get dalet amos. Right? Oh, betoch ha'ir mukefes choma, or anywhere in a walled city, or any city that has an eruv. Oh, mivtzar she'adua shehu kaf ladira. Any fortress, any area that you know is surrounded, has a fence, has the strings, whatever it is, it has an eruv. So there, you're allowed to carry it anywhere within. V'achirim mutarit, because it's kind of, it's kona shvita kilu in the middle of Yom Tov or Shabbos, for those Dalet Amos, or for that entire bias, or the whole Rishus, or whatever, the entire walls, within the walls, and others are allowed to, because it was done, because it wasn't done for him, it was done for that one particular Jew. So for everybody else, it's mutar afla ochlam, they can eat it the same day, because it wasn't done for them, and there's no issue of muksat, it's mutar for them. And in other words, Chazal were not so machmer when it comes to tchumin, because tchumin are only aser darabat. V'la erev yom tov rishon tzarech lehamtin mishehu v'bishvilu b'chdei shi'asim. But if it was bought for you, even though it is tchumin and even though it's darabanan, you still have to wait b'chdei shi'asim, because it was done for that person. So for that person, he has to wait. Haga u'mutari nacharkach afilu ledidan shenohagim lehachmer b'shar dvarim. And it's mutar afterwards. And you don't have, for this case, he says if it's, this, the Ramah also holds, normally he holds for a 2-day Yom Tov, even if it was brought for you on the first day, he's normally machmer, you have to wait until the following night after the second day, b'chdei shi'asu, but for tchumin, which is the Rabbanan, he follows the Ikar opinion, the halacha, of the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to motzei the first night, b'chdei shi'asu. All right.